The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
More reasons why sometimes Hashem gives unpleasant situations to tzaddikim.
Shalom uvrachim.
So we're talking about why Hashem sometimes has tzaddikim go through unpleasant situations. And so the reason of to get rid of his averus in this world, go pure into Olam Haba. Another one to give him more Olam Haba. The third one to be an example for everybody else. Now, fourth explanation he has is sometimes he gives a tzaddik in his sign of poverty or lack of health because of the riches of his generation to show them that even though he has all these issues, he's still believe in Hashem. They shouldn't have any excuses for the riches. You should see that it's not wealth or lack of wealth that brings a person to be over Hashem. But the person has to do with the person himself. Rav Shach, the Tzion Levracha, used to say the whole discussion of tzaddik v'rava, how could it be that it's bad for a tzaddik, is a question asked only by people that aren't a tzaddikim. The tzaddikim themselves is always toiv lehem. So that's always good. And kamavan, it's a lifetime of work to become these type of tzaddikim. That we always have to have that clarity that when something is not going so smoothly, and we all have that, sometimes things are going easier, sometimes more complicated. To realize that this is all tailor-made for us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're all going through this Nisayon right now with the corona, which is affecting us in so many different ways, some in parnosa, some in health, some in emotional state. I was told in one of the states in America, somebody was aware of the situation, of this thing, told me that there's a court case between the city government and between the school system. Over there, the school system has been closed for a whole year. They're just learning over the phones, Zoom or whatever it is. And the city is complaining that the situation in the social services is drastically much, much worse than it used to be. There's a lot of young children with serious psychological issues and everything else. You know, there's no way out of this. Whatever you do, there's room for being damaged by it. But by us, like we're saying, every situation is an sign from us to try to have a deeper recognition.
Kol HaLashon.
Of our catch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over us. If we think of this as this thing that Israel, little Israel, was able to get all these vaccines, millions of vaccines, a ton of the Kodesh Baruch gave us, and there was things were set up in a fashion that Africa comes over here. Usually, the Jews are the last ones to get something. We're not on the popularity list of the world. Hashem set it up in such a fashion. Oh, you should have it, take advantage of it. So nice every Shabbos to see more people coming to shul. Should be zoicha to all be able to come. So, we're saying that one of the reasons, once again, why sometimes that we can get tzaddikim is there's an interesting chiddush. It's to contrast them with people that are not tzaddikim. Hashem wants to show the people that aren't tzaddikim that, look, don't look for excuses for your misbehavior. Because people are in a worse situation than you, and they're happy with it. And, oh Hashem, our Kahila is full of tzaddikim. I know over the years, and specifically now, so many people that are all going through challenges, and I always see people being mischazik from it. Davening better, mischazik other people, davening for other people. Mischazik in the learning, being all kaveder, everything. It's a beautiful thing. So, this is the concept. It says, truth is that the Ramchal says, even a bigger chiddush. Sometimes the dar is not worthy of survival, and Kodesh Baruch Hu brings yisurim to tzaddikim. Their yisurim for tzaddik is such a powerful kapara that it's matzil the whole generation. The same posuk, the concept of a tzaddik having hardships and choli. It's like a par on the door. Kamavan, who gains from it, he gains from it because he's keeping the door alive. But that's what it is sometimes. Sometimes it's sad because suffering for others. And the last hesbah that it brings is, maybe we'll save that for tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, so anyway, that's what's saying it. And that sometimes we have a tzaddik that has tzoras for these two ideas of contrasting him with everybody else, so we should learn that we don't have good excuses. And number two, that sometimes it's a kapara for the door. Shemizeichet only. Simchas, besuras tevis, yeshuas, mishenichas adam, malba besimcha. How can a person be malba besimcha? What changed? Anything changed? Even if nothing changed, the Mam Mesimcha is in the mind frame. We are the great Am Hashem. And Hashem made a special Nesa and Purim to save us. That gives us Simcha. All we did, we didn't fight even a war, we didn't do anything. Just for Chayzi the children, Davin to Hashem. That's the Simcha. Hashem is always there for us. Ava, Freyuch and Ava.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.